Very pleased to have the head coach of the national team, Laura Schuller, join us this afternoon. Sorry it's so cold.
Thanks for having me.
No, I wish it was warmer, but it's cold. But it's hockey weather, I guess. How you doing? Where are you? I mean, I'm talking to the players, but I'm talking to the coach now. Where are you at right now? You comfortable with where everything is?
Yeah, super excited for our girls right now. Really happy with our team and how we're performing. And, just as Jill earlier had alluded to, all the games against the Esso boys in the Esso series here against the boys have really helped in terms of our prep to help us be ready to go come February here.
What practically do you get out of that series that maybe you don't get from playing, four nations or in exhibition against the Americans? Is there another aspect of the game that gets honed there?
Absolutely. It's, it really helps us to be able to play at speed, in terms of our puck reads, how fast we're able to make them, our puck decisions, our puck plays, all of those things. And of course, just the overall intensity of the game. So, to be able to, play against the boys really, really helps elevate our level of play, and we couldn't be more grateful for that opportunity.
What have you learned about your team in that? I mean, you've obviously learned a lot about your team here recently, but in this series, what have you learned about your team?
Just how fast our girls are able to take feedback and be able to implement small changes.
Mm-hmm.
And this last month here, and as we go forward before we take off here to Korea, it's really about refining our game and refining the little small details of our games, the little things that are going to help us down the line. And that's what I've been most impressed with our players, just how professional they are.
You come off a series against the Americans in exhibition play, friendly, some might call them, but the script got a little bit turned is what it's been to previous Olympics. Your team dominated. Your thoughts on that series and what that means going into South Korea?
Those games were a lot of fun for us, and I think it's a testament to just how far our team has come and how important playing against the boys has been to help us be able to get to where we are. Still some work for us to continue to do here in our last four games here against the boys, but again, just happy with where our team's at and happy with the growth that we've shown.
Far be it for anybody on this radio station to throw any love up to Edmonton, but that final game up there, in terms of the crowd, the atmosphere, really weird in a way, isn't it? I mean, it wasn't the biggest game you'll play as a team, but it might have been in the craziest atmosphere that you'll play.
Oh my God,
right?
That was spectacular. to play in front of a crowd like that, what an opportunity and what a way to kind of just send us off here before we head over to Korea, South Korea. But that was something very, very special, and just really happy that our girls all got to experience that.
In conversation, Laura Schuller, the head coach of the women's national team, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I want to ask you, I mean, I hate asking coaches about individual players because, you have obviously an appreciation for all of them, but Marie-Philippe Poulin.
Yeah.
Two times she has won gold medals, and she has been the reason why the team has won gold medals. What has she brought? What has she been like to be coaching here in the lead up?
She is, she's our heart and soul of our team. Her work ethic is impeccable. This is a player that sets the bar of excellence each and every day for our team, and never takes a second off. She's always constantly looking at ways that, how can she be better? She's so coachable, and her, she's not a loud leader. Again, she leads by example, but when she talks, she always picks the right moments and has the right things to say, and it's so powerful.
Is from a coach's standpoint, I mean, the physical tools we know about, we've seen those, but the coaching, is that the most, the leadership, is that the most important for you?
This year I think our team is pretty special. We have a real good mix of veterans and young players, and the one thing that with all the experience that we have with our veterans, they know, they've been in the moments, they know what those moments are all about, and they know what it takes to be able to perform in those moments. And that's something that Marie-Philippe Poulin brings to our team, that experience and that calmness.
What's driving her for this Olympics? What's making her go this time?
I think it's just her passion, you know, her passion for the game, her passion for excellence, and her passion for helping her teammates, you know, rise to their potential. She just has so much heart and soul, and you see it in her play each and every day. She's just a real special player.
The other player I want to ask you about is Shannon Zabatos and what she brings. Another player with experience. She's been there. You know, in terms of that position, what has she given you? What will you intend to give her, or what does she intend to give you in the games?
Again, Shannon brings, as you just said, a ton of experience. Yeah. She is a true professional. When you watch her on the ice and you watch the details that she practices with, it's no wonder she's as good as she is. But she also has a real healthy balance. You know, when she's on the ice, she's intense. She's focused each and every day on getting better. And when she's off the ice, she's lighthearted, fun, and has a ton of real good energy. So, you know, both those people are just incredible leaders, and I'm happy they're on my team.
Coach, who are we going to learn about in this tournament? Who are we going to be turned on to for the first time or find out about from your club?
I think there's a lot of new, exciting players that we've added to our roster. Renata Fast on defense. Every single time, I think you'll notice her because she's just so fast, as her name implies.
Sure.
But she's so good at cutting people's lanes off, and even if she's doesn't have the advantage in a foot race, she'll create the advantage. And so her speed is very, very impressive, and I think you'll notice her a lot. And then, you know, up front for us, we have Laura Stacey, who's just a big, powerful forward, you know, and constantly is putting pressure on our opponents with her speed. And so I think those are two players. But with all of our incoming players, all of them bring energy, bring that excitement that we're going to need.
National team coach Laura Schuler, I guess, here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. How's this different from when you went in 98?
Well, I think the excitement is all the same. But the game continues to grow. And you know, as a player, playing the game from before and just seeing how far the game has come, it's really exciting. You know, I think about the barriers that I had to overcome as a player, being told that I shouldn't play the game, yep. You know, because I was female. And now to see just how far it has come is just so exciting. And our game still has a way to go to continue to grow. But you know, in terms of recognition, you know, and I think once people just get out and watch the game, they'll be able to appreciate the talent and the skill and the way that the game is played.
I know the preparation and everything is about winning a gold medal, and that's all. Do you feel, though, that there is an opportunity here maybe that has not been before, that, you know, the stage is there for you guys? I mean, in many ways, I think, you know, we talked about Marie-Philippe Poulin. She might be the most important hockey player Canada is sending to these games.
Yeah, for sure. She brings something so special. And, you know, I really like where our team's at currently.
Yeah.
The chemistry on our team is incredible, and I've always said as a coach, I think that's the number one thing that teams need in order to bring about success. Because when you have team chemistry, you know those players somehow they find a way. You know, their character shines through in pressure situations and pressure moments, and that's what it's going to be like when we head over to South Korea. So I couldn't be more happy to have the quality of people that we have on our team, not just talent but quality people.
What about the rest of the world and everything that's going on right now? Where you're going has really been in the news for a while. Do you block that out? Is that something that the team talks about? Is that something you talk about?
It's not a part of our focus.
Okay.
You know, to be at our best, we need to focus in and zero on the here and now and what's important at this moment in time. And I think that if you get sidetracked with all the different types of distractions that can happen, you know, that's when obviously things don't go your way. Mm-hmm. And so it's just so important that we continue to focus in on us and what we need to continue to do to be successful.
So, Coach, the practicality of the last month, take us a little bit inside. You have four more games in the SO series, then you'll travel over there. We're a month and a day from you starting this tournament. What's left to do? Is it cleaning things up? Is it team building? What, from a coaching standpoint, what do you have to accomplish here before the tournament?
Yeah, our last month here in our year-round training program in our YTP, it's all about refinement. And then as we move towards the games here in the next little bit, you know, for us, it's going to be about staying sharp when we get over to South Korea. And then tapering, you know, so that we can be at our best when it comes time. So, and as well as enjoy the culture over there and adjust to the time zone change.
Yeah, that's a big thing, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
What it was for you, though, in your game experience, too, in 98, right?
Absolutely. And we have a really, really good plan in place now. And, you know, so the girls, we've done a lot of travel this year. And, you know, it's something that you do have to account for, and it has to be well thought out and a part of your plan, and I'm happy with the plan that we have in place for it.
So my last one for you, we're here today to promote the fact that you're playing the Calgary Flames tonight in a game. What's the game day preparation like for you? How do you prepare your team for this game tonight?
Yeah, we had a pregame skate this morning, so just get the energy flowing for our girls, get an opportunity to touch the puck, feel good, and you know, now they're getting some treatments done and et cetera, taking some time to just, you know, replenish themselves and get ready for this evening's game. And for us coaches, you know, we're just getting ready for our pregame plan, our pregame prep that we'll deliver to the players right before the game. But should be an exciting game. Really looking forward to, you know, finally being home. Like I said, we've been on the road for a long time here, and it's going to be nice to be able to play at home here at Winsport.
Thank you for the time. Best of luck tonight. Best of luck, obviously, in South Korea. Thanks. This has been a lot of fun to kind of watch this, and I think the one thing that I said last question, but one more question. People do need to appreciate the role of the midget AAA teams and what they play. There's a lot of pride on their side, too, to be part of your journey, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, you talk to some of the guys who have even been in the past have played against the girls and helping them prepare for the Olympic Games, and how much pride and that they, you know, you can hear it in their voices when they say how special it was to be given that opportunity. And the boys here have been outstanding. You know, they play us hard, and at the same time, you know, there's so much respect there for both teams, and it's exactly what we need.
Laura, thank you.
Thank you.